I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, Changes at Augusta. Wait, is that a misprint? No, it really says Changes at Augusta. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Once every century and a half, whether they need them or not.
Exactly. On Monday, the University of Connecticut men's basketball team won the national championship. And on Tuesday, the UConn women's basketball team won the national championship. Any idea how the school's baseball and softball teams are looking?
I don't know, but it was a great parlay if you were a Connecticut basketball fan, because the first night you were the underdog and the second night you were the ridiculous overdog.
Following that Monday night win, fans back in Storrs, Connecticut rioted, and following Tuesday night's win, they didn't. Do you suppose they were just too tired to riot on two consecutive nights?
I just hope there isn't some sort of Title IX violation here. I mean, women deserve to have their victory celebrated with rioting and car flipping and academic building window smashing with light poles.
To be completely straightforward about this, there was considerable celebration. Gamble Pavilion at Storrs was full of people watching this game on the big screens both nights.
Right.
So they had a fine time. After UConn guard Shabazz Napier told the world that he sometimes goes hungry at night because he doesn't have enough money to buy food, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver responded by saying the NBA might be willing to pitch in to help pay for basketball players' basic needs while they were still in college. Would that solve everything?
It wouldn't solve everything. It would solve the occasional some things. The business model for collegiate sports is collapsing at all points of the compass. Apparently, the NBA, which still wants to keep college students in college for at least 2 years, is apparently now willing to sort of bribe them to stay there.
I could just see this. You know, you're in your dorm room and knock, knock. Hi, here's your pepperoni pizza, courtesy of the NBA.
Well, no, I want to know if the league pays, you know, gives you your spending money for 2 years or whatever. Do you have to pay them back when you sign?
Seeing as it would be peanuts, that wouldn't be too much of a stretch, I would think. Unwilling to wait around and see if change is coming, Kansas freshman Joel Embiid has declared for the NBA draft, Charlie. He was predicted to go first in the draft until a back injury forced him out of the Big 12 and NCAA tournaments. Will somebody take a gamble on this seven-footer with a gimpy back?
This is no gamble. This was, at least by my lights, the most interesting and probably most talented player in the country before he got hurt. This is a legitimate center who blocks shots, who runs the floor. He will not go lower than five.
Derek Gordon, a sophomore who plays basketball for the University of Massachusetts, announced this week that he is gay, thereby becoming the first Division I men's basketball player to do so. Are we close at all to reaching the time when announcements like this will no longer be news?
We're closer than we were, and I think this, and this is directly attributed by Derek Gordon to Jason Collins' decision to come out.
Mm-hmm. As the NBA teams roar, stumble, or tank their way through the last week of the season, MVP talk is heating up. LeBron James has said that Kevin Durant would be a fine choice for that honor. So is that a statement of the obvious or a gracious concession from the fellow who often looks like he could win the MVP anytime he wanted to?
I think it's both, and I think it's dead accurate. I think LeBron James will be handing the trophy over to Kevin Durant this year.
Moving on to the National Hockey League, the Washington Capitals are sitting out the postseason for the first time since 2007. I know you are not prone to criticism of Capitals captain Alex Ovechkin, so it must be somebody else's fault.
No, I'll tell you, he's going to really take the heat for this one because there's no way the Capitals should be out of the playoffs, and he's the biggest and most obvious target.
Nine former players sued the NHL over concussions this week. Two of the plaintiffs are all-star defenseman Brad Maxwell and Jack Carlson, best known as one of the Hanson brothers from Only a Game's favorite comedy about the sports slapshot. But this suit is no laughing matter.
No, there's also another one filed in Washington by 10 former NHL players. This is, once again, this is the beginning of the deluge.
The Carolina Panthers have renamed what used to be called the 400 level in their arena. It's now the 300 level. Is the arena sinking?
No, they covered up the seats they can't sell with a curtain. I guess they'll find something stylish to do with it, but they don't draw, so it looks really bad on TV.
I know they do this for soccer games played in football stadiums sometime. It must be a bad sign when a hockey team does it.
Oh, it's not good at all.
It's early in the Major League Baseball season, of course, but the Kansas City Royals have done something no other team has done since 1990. What was that?
They went seven games without hitting a home run. The last team to do it, oddly enough, was the Yankees. The last team to go without a home run through the first eight games, Alex Gordon managed to stave off this, was the 85 Astros. That was 29 years ago.
Boston Red Sox slugger David Ortiz also found himself in the record books this week. What was Big Poppy's latest feat?
He hit a home run, and it took him almost 33 seconds to go around the base paths.
Well, the first 18 was spent watching.
You could blindfold somebody, and they could go around faster than that.
Harvard Business School has announced an addition to their faculty, Charlie, former Manchester United manager Sir Alex Ferguson. Do you suppose he'll teach a course on how to leave a successful business just as it's beginning to crumble into dust?
Well, then they're standing in seventh in the Premier League right now. He's apparently going to teach, and he should become a regular contributor, I think, to Only a Game, the business of entertainment, media, and sports, which is apparently there was a professor at Harvard who developed a case study involving Ferguson, and apparently he's been over and sat in on some of the classes and likes it, so now we're going to have Professor Sir Alex Ferguson.
The Los Angeles Dodgers don't have a new mascot. They have a new, quote, unique performance character. Are we supposed to call him that because it's Los Angeles or because this hideous creature is too scary looking to be called a mascot?
It's a guy with a big head. If you have a big head, you're a mascot.
Yeah, but look at his smile. He looks like he stepped right off the set of a horror movie.
Well, he's sort of got a cowlick thing going in front. I don't know what that's all about. But the little kid who's in front of him in the picture looks okay, but the father looks very nervous.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, among other places. Charlie, thank you very much.
Thanks, Bill.